Hey guys, welcome back to Thick and Thin with me, Katie Bilotti. And no, your eyes are not deceiving you. This is an unusually short episode of the podcast. And really, truthfully, the reason is I've been so busy with my collection, my product launch, that I haven't had time to prepare an episode for this week, honestly. But I just couldn't bear the thought of not posting on this fine Thick and Thin Thursday because I've honestly been so consistent with this podcast recently, and or I guess not so recently. It's been like a few months now that I've been so consistent every Thursday. Haven't had any little hiccups here and there where I've been like, oops, I can't post. Like, I've been so good about preparing and doing things in advance, which I never ever do. Like, I'm so bad at that. I'm so just like in the moment with like everything I create. So I just couldn't bear to break our little streak, our lucky streak of posting every Thursday and listening and talking together, I guess, or I guess you guys are listening and I'm talking and we're kind of together in a way. And I couldn't break the streak, you know, on Snapchat where you get like the streak of a snap streak, as they call it. Like, I just could not bear to ruin that with you guys. Like, that would just be on me. So anyway, I thought I would just sit down and chat with you guys regardless, even though I have zero things prepared. I do have my merch. I hate calling it merch, honestly. My products, I guess. My products, because merch is like merchandise. Like, that doesn't really like mean anything. I mean, I guess it does, but it's like kind of like a, like, when I think merch, I think of the first Jonas Brothers concert I went to. Well, the first concert I went to ever was a Jonas Brothers concert, and they had, you know, the merch table where you can get like the fan merch. And I'm like, I made these products in hopes that literally anyone could buy these. People that don't even know me can have these and enjoy them. And they're not like fan specific. And that was the whole point. Like, you could gift these to anyone you know, and they're not going to be like, what on earth does this mean? Or like, who is this person? Like, what is this, you know, situation? Like, it's something where everyone and their mother and their grandma and their grandpa even could enjoy this. So today, on this fine Thursday, the 12th of November, today is the launch day. These products have not been available until right here, right now. You heard it here first, everyone. The products are live, and I will put a link in the show notes of this episode if you guys want to take a peek. A lot to share about the products individually, the pricing, just like all the things that went into it. I definitely think that, you know, some people out there might be interested in my process and how it's taken so long for me to put these out there, because I'm such a freaking perfectionist in every element of my life, but especially this one when it comes to things that you guys are going to have in your house. Like, that means I need to put in the extra work to make it near perfect, because as we know on the podcast, perfection is a myth. There's no way that anything's ever fully perfect. And so, you know, yeah, but the products are officially launched. Today is the launch day. So yeah, cheers to me. It's been a labor of love in so many ways, because I genuinely did not know how much goes into making products. Like, I assumed that a lot of things go into it, but like, it's been like triple what I've ever assumed in terms of just like edits on things. Like, I am such a perfectionist. Like, I was probably honestly a nightmare to work with. This supplier that I've been working with probably hates me. They probably have a voodoo doll of me, because I have made their life very difficult in making these products as good as possible, like in the exact way that I have visualized them forever. And so yeah, I thought I would just kind of sit down and talk to you guys about them, because I am freaking excited. And this is my spoken diary, right? And you guys are my friends, and I talk to you guys like I talk to my best friends here. So yeah, I thought I would just break it down. So there are three products. If you go on my Instagram, you can get a nice visual representation of what they look like, because I'm gonna, of course, be verbally describing these things. But there's three products. There's two pieces of glassware and one journal. And the glassware is a wine glass, a shot glass with my hand lettering on it. And then the journal is a journal. It's like a normal black journal. But I mean, I say normal, but guys, you have no freaking idea how much went into me making this perfect in every way, shape, and form. Like, everything had to be, okay, like I said, not perfect, because that's impossible, but as good as possible. Like, I really did put in a lot of work to make it just honestly a combination of every journal that I've ever had, like the good parts of every journal, morphed into this one, because you guys know I love my Archer and Olive journal. I love my Moleskine journals, and I love them both for different reasons, but I just found issues with each of them and I wanted it to be kind of combined into one. So I basically morphed like all the journals I've ever used in my life, like the little pieces of each that I loved, into this one that I'm holding right now in my hands. And as I'm describing this to you guys, like as I'm sitting here, just like gesturing wildly, talking to you guys about my products, like I am beaming from cheek to cheek, huge smile on my face, because honestly, I really did not think I would ever muster up the courage or the confidence in myself to release a collection like this. Because, you know, people see influencers and people with followings and they're like, oh, you know, they have it so easy because they have guaranteed people to buy their products or like whatever. And, you know, well, first of all, there's so much involved in the sense of like people can really rip you apart for things like this, for wanting to monetize off of, you know, products and things that are done halfway. And like I've seen so many people come under fire for their merch lines, and there's a lot of stress involved. But also it's like, you know, what if you launch this and no one buys it? Like, what if you put something out into the world and you put so much time and money and effort into it and no one cares? There's always that fear and there's always that imposter syndrome that creeps in that I've spoken about so, so many times on here. So I'm honestly just kind of proud of myself for going for it, for trying this. Like, if you had told me a year ago that, you know, when I was quitting L'Oreal a year ago, I would in a year have a product line out that I made myself, that I designed. I didn't hire a designer to do all the work for me. Like, I hand created this, blood, sweat, and tears. I critiqued it endlessly. I sent back a gazillion emails of edits for my distributor, my supplier, whatever, for the vendor. And I did this. I did this. So anyway, I'm sitting here extremely proud of myself, and I just needed to say that because I feel like people don't often share the moments where they're super proud of themselves, because it makes you feel sometimes that you are gloating and, you know, bragging in some way or just being super self-righteous. And I want you guys to know it comes from a place of not any of those things. Like, I'm really proud of how I've grown, and I'm just confident that any person can get to this point if they just believe in themselves. You know how it goes. So yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the process, you know, where we started with this line, because it's been a long time coming. It was around February of this year, before all hell broke loose with 2020, I reached out to my management and I kind of planted the seed. I believe it was the first week of February or the last week of January. And I was like, I think I'm ready for this, because, you know, of course, over the years, I've been with my management team for a very long time. So, of course, there's been moments where we've had conversations about potentially doing merch, potentially doing product lines and things. And it was always kind of like a collaboration with a designer. Like, I wouldn't be doing it myself. But as I've gotten more confident with my design work, I was like, I want to be, you know, forefront of this, like in terms of the execution, the creation, the execution, like all of it. Like, I don't want to just hand this off to someone else. I want it to be done right. And for that to happen and for me to have a good conscience about it all, like, I need to get good at my skills. I need to figure out how to make quality overlays, how to just, you know, use my skills and make it happen, basically. So I did, you know, it's taken me some years. It's taken me some time to just make sure that I'm even like, you know, creating things people care about. Like, yeah, those sorts of things. At some point, though, you do just have to, you know, pull the trigger and go. And that's kind of what happened this year, because, of course, I could have waited longer and gotten even better and like whatever. But that's just like not how you grow, really. So here we are with the first collection that is launching. And hopefully it's up to par with what you guys were expecting from me. But if it isn't, that's fine, because I'm happy with it myself. So yeah, that was kind of how the conversation began earlier this year. I was like, yep, I'm finally ready. And it was, you know, a very long-winded process from there, but that was kind of the initial spark. And then from there, we talked with suppliers, people that would ultimately produce the products. And I had a lot of things in mind that I really wanted to focus on, some concerning the actual designs and the products, and others concerning the way that the products are made. There's a lot of things on my list that I really needed to make sure was you know, intact before I decided on a supplier and decided on, you know, which product specifically I would launch at what time and those sorts of things. So I always knew I wanted to release a journal. The journal was definitely the first thing that I worked on. And from there, I kind of just thought about things in my life that I wanted in a different way. Like I wanted my touch to be on, I guess. And so over quarantine, I was doing a lot of wine drinking with my parents and my friends eventually after. And so I was holding a lot of wine glasses in my hand. And some of them, I was like, this is just not a good wine glass, like from like big brands. And I'm like, I want to make a great wine glass that is the perfect shape, size, and has my personal touch, has some hand lettering on there. So that was kind of how the wine glass was dreamt up. And then the shot glass came soon after that, because I also thought that I've never really seen a shot glass with really elegant like hand lettering that isn't a font. So again, I was like, you know, these are things that will be really easy for people to integrate into their lifestyle and that will be useful and not something they already have a million of. So these were the three products I focused on, I started with. There's other things I also made that will be coming probably later in a future drop. But for now, these were the three that I was focusing on for much of this year. So, you know, I worked on a ton of overlays. There were a lot of different options for sayings and kind of the quotes that are on each of the products. And as a team with my management, we kind of, you know, picked and chose which ones we went with for this time around. Like I said, there's a lot that will be coming probably eventually. But yeah, we chose for this time around, for the first drop, we chose It's Okay for the journal, which, as you guys know, It's Okay has been a phrase that's just so close to my heart. I've had a hand-created pendant above my bed for so long, probably since freshman year of college, that says It's Okay, created by Secret Holiday Co., which is my favorite. I love them so much. They create so many amazing handmade things, and one of their iconic sayings is It's Okay. So I've kind of adopted it as kind of my personal mantra over the years, and I just needed it in a different form on my journal. So I put that on there again in my hand lettering. So I brushed it out with, you know, on pen and paper, and then I pulled it into my editing. I made it into a vector in Illustrator and gave it to the brand, and they overlaid it in a beautiful way. And it has my name on the back, also in a vector. But then we also have the wine glass, which says wine not.
Dua Lipa. You know, when I play my music to people who I really respect or look up to, then I hear my songs in a different perspective.
Cardi B.
I know what it feels like when you feel like everybody turn your back and like, don't ever think it's because you did something wrong.
Harry Styles.
I feel like I'm falling more and more in love with making music each time I get to do it.
You know these artists for their songs, videos, and epic performances.
But they have so many stories beyond their fame.
That's what we're here to share with you on the Spout Podcast.
We sit down with some of the biggest names in music.
And along the way, our guests reveal stories that even their biggest fans may have never heard before.
Check out the Spout Podcast to hear famous people spout off about more than what they're famous for.
And find out who's spouting off next.
Wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll let you guys laugh there for a second. Honestly, I love alcohol puns. Like, I don't know what it is, but I just love them. So I knew that the first one needed to say, why not? I had some other really fun wine puns for some other versions that might be coming eventually if this one does well. But yeah, it's so cute. It's in a really, really nice lettering style as well. Also hand lettered by myself. And then lastly, we have the shot glass that says bottoms up. Because that's what you do when you take a shot. And yeah, so those are the three products. And truly, I just, like I said, I was very particular with each of them and making them the perfect size, the perfect texture in the sense of the journal. Like the journal itself, I went back and forth probably three or maybe more than that, four times on different versions. And they kept sending them to me in the mail. And I was like, you know, looking at them with like a fine-toothed comb, basically, like a magnifying glass, trying to look for ways that it might not be, you know, up to par with what I want. Because if you want it done right, you got to do it yourself, right? So I was like, you know, quality controlling everything. And the journal is so special because it has this really nice textured cover that just makes it feel so much more durable. I find that some journals I've had just don't hold up to the elements of just like having a journal and bringing it everywhere with you. And so this is a great, nice, like textured cover. It's thick. It's durable. It's a really nice size, just in terms of the dimensions. So it'll fit in any bag you have, really, and you can bring it everywhere. It's one of those like lifelong partners that you'll have with you for a long time. Plenty of pages. The pages themselves, this was a big pain point, like the color of the pages. You'd never think it would be so difficult to get the right shade of white, but I proved that it was difficult because I was, again, going back and forth with my vendor, which was, they were so kind and so easy to work with, on the color of the paper. So I made sure it was the perfect shade. We were between two towards the end, more of like a stark, very, very white, almost like a blue white or an off-white kind of eggshell. And I went with the eggshell color because I feel like it's just perfect for what I usually need. And so I assumed people would also agree. And it's nice, thick paper. There's no lines on the paper. So you can use it like, you know, if you've ever seen my journaling content, this is what I typically go for in a journal. And the pages themselves are thick enough that your ballpoint pen won't bleed through. And it's really just beautiful. It has that elastic, so you can like keep it nice and closed, even if you're putting a bunch of scrapbooking materials inside and it's getting thick. And then, yeah, I have my little signature on the back, which is cute. I made it small enough that it isn't like overly, in your face, Katie made this, but it's still there because I am proud of it. And it is one of my things, of course. So that is the journal. And then moving on to the glassware, we have this really hefty wine glass. It is a great size. Like I said, I'm so picky with my wine glasses with glassware. I never knew that I would be like that, like one of those snobs, but I am, because when you hold a really great wine glass in your hands, you just know that you just love it. You love it because you're like, this is it. Like, I feel cool holding this. I feel like I'm not going to break it in my hands and it's going to hold enough wine so I don't have to go back to the fridge every 5 seconds to fill up my glass. So it's perfect. Like I said, I worked with the vendor. I had so many other options, like other sizes, and they kept sending them and they kept being too small. I would like call my manager and I'm like, this is like, am I crazy or is this too small? Like, am I an obsessive wine drinker? Like, or is this too small? And every time I was like, I essentially got out my measuring tape and I was like, this is how big it needs to be. This is how like big around, and the shape needs to be just like this. So it's one of those kind of like balloon, I don't know what you call this shape, actually. It's definitely a red wine glass. You can use it for anything, of course, but it's like, it like looks like it's called a red wine glass, I believe, this shape typically. But it's really gorgeous. It's thick. You don't feel like you're going to shatter it in your hands. And it says wine not on it, which the lettering itself is dishwasher safe. I have put this in my dishwasher about 10 times now, and it's still hanging on there. It looks perfect and crisp. And so, yeah, you're going to love these glasses. You can also, if you don't drink or if you're underage, you can, really put anything in this. I know it says why not, but you can put mocktails in this. You can put, like an ice cream sundae in there if you want, or like sorbet, I don't know, something, but it's so freaking cute. I guess there might be like non-alcoholic wine too. So yeah, or you can gift it to someone who is of age or that does drink that, so keep that in mind. The holidays are right around the corner. So yeah. Okay. Moving on to the shot glass. This one, of course, says bottoms up. It's a standard size shot glass, a standard U.S. shot glass, because I know there are different sizes in different places. I love the saying bottoms up. I think it's a really cute thing that I always end up saying anyway when I'm taking a shot. So it'd be great for a girls' night, for a bachelorette, for just a college night. I don't know. And I really love it. So this, I really, like I said, I just never see like shot glasses with cute sayings that doesn't look like a font and something that's been done a million times. So I hope this is unique and it has my hand lettering. Those are the three products kind of in a nutshell. Like I said, you have to look at the photos to get the full gist of it. I have a lot on my website. I worked with my photographer friend Taylor here in LA. We did a nice photo shoot a little while back of all the products and she did a great job with that. So all the photos are beautiful thanks to her. And yeah, I really hope you guys are able to get your hands on these. Like I said, I'll have the website in my show notes here. And so, yeah, I guess I'll go back though to the story. So I was creating these products and, You know, other things, like I said, that were top of mind when I was creating these products was the, you know, of course, the factory conditions, the environmentally friendly elements of creating these things. And so I vetted a lot of different factories, a lot of different suppliers, just people like that, and also just made sure that everything was ethical, everything just felt right to me and didn't feel sketchy at all. And so fully transparently, these products are made in China, but they're, you know, made in China carries a lot of, it carries a stigma, kind of, but I mean, if you think about it, you know, just because there are some bad eggs out there, some bad apples out there, people that aren't doing it right, that doesn't mean they're all like that. So I really vetted this factory to make sure that it was legit, fair working conditions, fair wages. And so we did all we could, my management and I, and the company we're working with to kind of facilitate everything to make sure that it's legit and they're not just saying they are and those things. So I worked on that. That was definitely important to me. And then also it was important that the way that these products are made and shipped is environmentally conscious, as far as we could get to environmentally conscious, because when working with glassware, it's definitely tricky because I don't want the products to break, because that just creates even more waste and things that are, you know, so I want the products to arrive in one piece to each person that buys them. So I was trying to find a delicate balance between, you know, using like bubble wrap, but like not, it's just very tough. So we landed on a way or a kind of situation where it is definitely as conscious as we could get to just making sure, you know, that it feels good, but it also will not break the products, because ultimately that just causes a headache for everyone involved and isn't fun. So I'm fairly certain we've landed on a really good situation with that. And so of course, this is my first collection, so things will go wrong, you know, things will be complained about, people will pinpoint certain things that need to be worked on, and that's all part of it. Like, I can't ever guarantee that anything I make will be perfect, and of course, there'll be things brought to my attention that I didn't even think about, so just know I'm trying really hard to make this collection come from a good place and a conscious, you know, conscious place that just makes sense for everybody and that everyone will love. And that is the whole point. You know, I didn't do this to make a ton of money. I did this because I wanted people to have the things that I've, you know, my work in their homes to make their lives better and happier overall. And as a graphic designer, that's really all you can ask for. Like, having your work help people in a way and make them happy in a time where things are a little bit crazy. So I'm trying to think of other things you guys might be curious about. I guess price point is important, and whether or not it's international. So we're shipping internationally. Of course, COVID has caused some issues with certain countries in general. You know, certain countries aren't allowing mail from the US. So that's definitely, you know, something to consider. Think about your country and your guidelines. But for the most part, it is international. We are shipping as many places as we can. More to come on this as we run into issues and such. I'll probably post some stuff on my story if things, you know, certain countries are not applicable to this. But we are trying to be international. That is the plan as of right now. And then in terms of pricing, I wanted everything to be under $20. That was my goal. Or I guess the correct way to say it is $20 and under. Of course, shipping and handling will not be factored into that because it's different for everyone. But the base price, I wanted it to be under $20 because I felt that that was something that, you know, it's important to make sure it's affordable. And I didn't want to rob you guys for no reason, because that doesn't make any sense. And so I made them as inexpensive as I could. So I hope that under $20 works for you guys. Again, trial and error with this collection. We'll see what happens, honestly. Yeah, that is the product collection. It's kind of like a self-care collection. I think that's what we're going to try to call it. But yeah, like I said, there's more to come. This is kind of the trial run to see how it goes, and hopefully people are interested in it. Of course, I have this like crushing fear that no one's going to care and no one's going to buy it and all those things. So yeah, prove me wrong, please. Basically. But yeah, I really do appreciate all of your support, because obviously I couldn't have done this without you guys. And I mean that truly. I know it's like very cliche, but it's true. Like, I could not have accomplished this collection. I could not have found the confidence to put this out without you guys. So I'm super appreciative of you all. And I want you guys to know that. So yeah, katiebilottidesigns.net is my website. I'll have it linked. You guys can check it out and get your hands on these products if you want. You can gift them, send them to your friends, your family. But if not, that's fine too. Just having you guys listen to me talk about this really exciting thing is endlessly important to me as well. So yeah, that is it for this episode, guys. I know it was weird and kind of short, but I just, like I said, I've been so busy and I just wanted to put this out there, partially to not break our streak, but also to subtly plug my new products. Not subtle at all, but thank you for humoring me. So yeah, I will talk to you guys all in my next podcast episode next Thursday. Until then, hope you guys stay safe and healthy and happy and buy my products. Okay, bye guys.